Introducing the Flamingo's two split-K medium band filters. The impact on photometric selection of high-Z galaxies in the Phoenix Pilot Survey, by James Estale et al. Deep near-infrared photometric surveys are efficient in identifying high redshift galaxies, however they can be prone to systematic errors in photometric redshift. This is particularly salient when there is limited sampling of key spectral features of a galaxy's spectral energy distribution, SED, such as for quiescent galaxies where the expected age-sensitive bomber, 4000A break enter the K-band at Z greater than 4. With single filter sampling of this spectral feature, degeneracies between SED models and redshift emerge. A potential solution to this comes from splitting the K-band into multiple filters. We use simulations to show an optimal solution is to add two medium band filters, K_blue, λ_CEN=2.06 mm, δλ=0.25 mm, and K_red, λ_CEN=2.31 mm, δλ=0.27 mm, that are complementary to the existing K_S filter. We test the impact of the K-band filters with simulated catalogs comprised of galaxies with varying ages and signal-to-noise. The results suggest that the K-band filters do improve photometric redshift constraints on Z greater than 4 quiescent galaxies, increasing precision and reducing outliers by up to 90%. We find that the impact from the K-band filters depends on the signal-to-noise, the redshift and the SED of the galaxy. The filters we designed were built and used to conduct a pilot of the Flamingo's two extra-galactic near-infrared K-band split, Phoenix, survey. While no new Z greater than 4 quiescent galaxies are identified in the limited area pilot, the K_blue and K_red filters indicate strong bomber, 4000A breaks in existing candidates. Additionally, we identify galaxies with strong nebular emission lines, for which the K-band filters increase photometric redshift precision and in some cases indicate extreme star formation. This was introducing the Flamingo's two split-K medium band filters. The impact on photometric selection of high-Z galaxies in the Phoenix Pilot Survey, by James Estale et al.